Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Israeli Prime Minister visited President Vladimir Putin in Russia, and then a Russian delegation visited Israel. That's the headline. David Dolan will come to this broadcast table to help explain these events.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Talk to me first about the meeting between Putin and Netanyahu, and then what about those visitors to Israel?
Israelis have been getting as much time with the Russian leaders as they can, really, over the past few years, and this goes along with the overall trend of declining U.S. involvement in Egypt, in other countries there in the Middle East under President Obama. At any rate, there has been a movement towards Moscow all over the region, as we've seen, and Vladimir Putin's stock has risen very highly in the Middle East. He came and declared that the Syrian war was effectively over, and all analysts agree that, in fact, it was Russian intervention that basically turned the tide so that Bashar Assad can remain as dictator in Syria. Of course, Israel has clashed with forces fighting the war in Syria and has nearly clashed with the Russians, so that's always a topic of discussion. But, Jimmy, it's just considered very important in Jerusalem now to keep Moscow front and center and to keep Putin as much informed of what they're doing and what their plans and purposes are. As far as the Russians coming to Israel, that's a mystery. I haven't deciphered that. There's various reports on what's going on there. Fascinating story, Jimmy, because the Russians are, of course, prophetically very much, the Bible says, will be involved in the last day activities. But right now, they are very involved in everything that's going on. And, of course, they've also been very close to Iran and have helped Iran's expansion in the region, has basically made the way for the Iranians to come into Syria in such a major way, basically unopposed, because the Russians were protecting them in reality, and the same in Lebanon. Those are all things very much of concern to Israel, and of course Prime Minister Netanyahu makes clear all the time that the Iranian threat is the primary threat that Israel faces, and its nuclear threat in particular, and so undoubtedly developments there are certainly being discussed as well.
David Dolan still looking for the reason that the Russian delegation did make a visit to Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. As David Dolan reported, Russia has had a growing presence in the Middle East and at the same time is developing its influence among the Arab and Muslim nations in that region of the world. David also reminded us of the prophetic significance of Russia in the Middle East. Scripture mentions Russia several times by other names. One of those times, Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 2, where Russia is referred to as Magog, and in Daniel chapter 11, verse 44, Russia mentioned as coming from the north. These passages reveal that Russia will play a key role in the end time scenario. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...